My name is Mohan Kambampati. I'm the director at Wichita Indo-Chinese Center and also the coordinator for the Wichita Asian Association. I was born in India. My father was in the government service. He was a director of an oil technological research institute in a town called Anantapur. So we were there for 13 years or 14 years, I guess. After that, I went to another city, took my graduate degree, and got into the Geological Survey of India. I'm a geologist. I got interested in geology. Actually, geology was introduced in our college that the first year. I heard some romantic things and say exciting things about geology. So I got in there into geology. There was an engineering college. I could have got into engineering, but I was not a good student. I was goofing off, and so I didn't do well. Sometimes, rarely, I regret that I should have concentrated more on my education and got into engineering college, but that's past. During those days, it's very common for getting married through a matchmaker. I was attending with my parent a wedding. Lakshmi was attending the same wedding. Lakshmi's aunt, she told my father, here is an eligible groom. And so my parent went and talked, and that is how it is. It was arranged. And I think I was 25 and Lakshmi was 16 or 17 when we got married. I came in to Wichita in 1985. I'm an explorer. I want to go new places, look for new things. So I thought I will come to a country where honey and milk is supposed to be flowing on the streets. At that time, my sister and brother-in-law were here. So I came as a student visa. I took another master's degree in geology at Wichita State. Then I was working as a geologist for a small oil company. I was on the board of Wichita Indo-Chinese Center. The then director, she was a Thai lady, and she asked me to be on the board, and I readily accepted because I know what they were doing. Indochina is Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos. These three countries collectively called Indochina. These centers help the refugees coming from Indochina to resettle those refugees, teaching them English, teaching them life skills and all that. I thought it was a good function. When she quit, we hired another Vietnamese lady. She was there hardly for 1 year, and then she moved to California. So I told my other colleagues in the board, look, this is not the way to run a non-profit organization. We need to have some fire in their belly. In 1992, long story short, I decided to quit my job and become the director of Wichita Indo-Chinese Center. I did not even talk to Lakshmi. It was an impulsive decision. I'm making a major professional change here, and while driving home, then I realized, I mean, what a stupid fellow I am making this decision here. It's not a small thing, you know. Then I came home and my wife looked at me and, what happened? Did you get a ticket? Those days I used to get tickets left and right, speeding ticket, all kind, everything in the book. I said, no, it's worse than that. Of course, she was also stone-faced for a moment. Then she said, well, I don't know. If that's what you want to do, you do. We'll see. I'm a born optimist. 1995 was a banner year. Everything I touched was gold. So I was looking for a grant to teach English to anybody, not just refugees. So I wrote the grant, and 1995, we got a grant. So that way, now we don't have to turn away anybody. Any adult whose first language is not English was admitted. So that's a great expansion. Somebody asked, what are your hobbies? I said, going to work is my hobby. People complain about going to work. The morning when I get up, I can't wait to go to work. And then at coming home, I drag my feet. Well, one more phone call, one more this, and I say, So Lakshmi told, don't tell like that to anybody. They may think that you have a terrible wife at home.